Raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
Okay, boy. Like I said, it brings goosebumps to me, baby. My hair stands up and into my arms. We got Bear Week here, and we got on the line Andy Masonev, our sideline reporter, and nothing bigger than opening day, and nothing bigger than Packer Week, because this is the week that we not only got to show up, but we got to go up the Lambeau, Andy, and kick some butt. Because we were so embarrassed last year. I had to do an autograph session that Sunday, David, out in Joliet, and that game was on, and I was totally, as a former player, embarrassed. How you doing, Andy?
Doing good. I think a lot of people were embarrassed. I think a lot of people were looking for the nearest roof to jump off of after that game. It was a depressing big week, though. Everybody's excited. Up at Hallis Hall, I know the players are ready to go. You know, it's one of those games where obviously the media has been pumping us. We've heard Jay Cutler's name for 6 months now. You know what? It's time to get the show on the road, and I think everybody's ready to go. Everybody's excited. The players are absolutely excited. The media is even excited. I know I had a chance to talk to Tiki Barber, obviously, who is now doing a lot of media stuff. He's excited to see the game this week. Predicts obviously the Packers to win, which we had a little disagreement about. He likes the Philadelphia Eagles going into the Super Bowl out of the NFC. But besides that, you know, he's a great guy, and everybody's excited, and it's going to be a national event.
Yeah, you got the Bears Sunday night, NBC, national, that'll be the spotlight. And I really like Chris Collinsworth in the booth. He's doing a great job.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. You know?
He's a lot better than Madden. Madden was all show. Collinsworth breaks it down and keeps Al Michaels in line.
Well, you know, I mean, I like John. I mean, you know, he had his ways doing things. He's a hand guy like me. But anyway, let's talk offense a little bit, Andy. And any surprises on the depth chart on the guys that made the team?
You know, the biggest probably is obviously with the cut with Rideau. I got a chance to talk to some inside guys over at the organization. And you know, the bottom line is they thought Rideau was a good player for now. As far as the future was concerned, they didn't think he really fit the role there. So obviously they've adapted and they've moved on. You know, as far as the wide receiver set is concerned, Earl Bennett's going to get the nod at the number two behind Hester. Look for a lot of playing time from Devin Aroma-Shudu. And I think
it's easy for you to say.
Yeah. I think you'll see a lot of opportunities for Mr. Johnny Knox as well.
Yeah, Rideau just got cut up in the draft. You know, you got Johnny Knox drafted. You've got English draft. I mean, you know, you've got to go with your draft choices. And, you know, Rasheed Davis, he's a survivor.
Why did they keep this guy? I mean, Rasheed has no future. At least Rideau has some kind of future. I mean, did it come down to Davis and Rideau, or was it Davis and one of the rookies and Rideau, or what happened?
It was absolutely Davis and Rideau. You know, the bottom line is they really like, they're hanging their hat on Rasheed Davis' special teams play. They think he's got something to offer there.
Okay.
And he does. He's a good on the special teams. Whether he fits the role as a starting receiver, we'll see. I don't think you'll see that for very long, maybe the first couple weeks, and then I think they're going to give the opportunity to one of the other guys, probably Devin Aroma-Shudu is who they think is the best fit right now for the organization. I know Jay Cutler likes him and has confidence in throwing to him. And like I said, you'll see a lot of production Johnny Knox. As far as the offensive line, considering your lineup's going to be Orlando Pace, Frank O'Malley at left guard, Olin Cruz obviously at center, Josh Beekman backing up the right guard position, left guard position, and center.
And center.
If any of those three goes down, Roberto Garza is starting right guard, right tackle, so obviously Chris Williams, which he's the only guy there right now on the depth chart, so hopefully nothing happens there. Tight ends, obviously, Greg Olsen, Des Clark, and Kellen Davis. Don't look for Kellen Davis to get a lot of production against the Packers this week.
What about Kevin Schaefer? Show him on the depth chart at right tackle.
Yeah, looks like eight offensive linemen. That's norm, you know, normal.
Yeah, Schaefer, there's a hairline injury going on with him. It looks like possibly actually a risk, but that's conflicting information there, so I'll get more on that. But, you know, offensively, I think the Bears will get the job done. You know, the Green Bay Packers obviously went to what seems to be the in thing fad right now, and that's switching to that 3-4 defense. Not an easy transition to get adapted to, especially early in the season. The Packers ranked 26th last year against the run, allowed 131 yards per game, which is an oucher. Mm-hmm. Coach McCarthy and new defensive coordinator Don Capers, I think, feel confident that they can get adapted to that 3-4 scheme and contain the Bears fairly well offensively. But I look at that as more of a liability than an asset at this point. And I think that is going to give an edge to the Bears. I think what they need to make sure they do, though, is obviously contain the inside linebackers with A.J. Hawk and Nick Barnett over there, who are playing phenomenally well. You know, Clay Matthews on the outside. You know, secondary, obviously, Charles Woodson and Nick Collins. They've got some weapons over there in the secondary, good tackling and good coverage technique. But, you know, we'll see. It's going to be a showdown. Offensively, on the side of the ball, as far as the Packers are concerned, what we're looking at here basically is, you know, you've got some talent. You've got Greg Jennings, who just signed a big contract. Last year went 16 yards per reception, which is a big number. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, very effective at the quarterback position. They do like to run that West Coast offense with that one-back set, which there, again, I think is a liability. You know, last year, rushing-wise, I know the organization was a little concerned coming into this year, obviously not where they wanted it to be last year. I think Ryan Grant actually ended up at right around 3.9 yards per carry. Wasn't very productive there. True target is probably right around 4.5 yards per carry is what we'd like to see him. You know, the offensive line has some question marks. And that one back set, you know, here's how the Bears are kind of gearing up for this game coaching-wise is the defense has to keep this offense contained one-dimensional. What they're saying and what they mean by one-dimensional, Coach Lovie Smith, obviously, is simply this. You know, we can let them pass the ball and we could simply let them run the ball. However, we can't let them do both. If that happens, Green Bay can get away out of our sight here.
Well, let me tell you, if they're able to run the ball, we are in big doo-doo because our secondary in preseason hasn't proven to do too much. Before we get to the defense on the Bears and the depth chart and so forth, we are talking with Andy Masonev. He is brought to you by WOW, W-O-W, WOW Mobile. And just wanted to get that in there for you, Andy.
Absolutely.
And anyway, let's get to the defense here. Any surprises there? Now I'm clicking on here and I guess see Tommy Harris starting defensive tackle. How many plays do you think he's going
to
last?
I like to take it easy, Tommy Harris. I think he'll be winded probably after the third play and will be on oxygen within the second quarter.
Yeah, but they don't have anyone else. I mean, they got Marcus Harrison. They got Anthony Adams. I mean, what's going to happen if Tommy's not playing?
Number 71.
You're going to go with Israel Adonijay or Jerron Gilbert.
But Adonijay is undersized. He weighs 260. You can't have a 260 D-tackle.
Yeah, you know, obviously I like Jerron Gilbert in that situation. Obviously he's a little unproven, but I think he matches up well. I think he's got some great line speed there as well. But actually, technically, Israel Adonijay is slated at the number two spot in the event that that happens. Obviously, at nose tackle, Anthony Adams. Right end is going to be Alec Brown. Left end is Agulier. I don't agree with. You know, I'd like to see Mark Anderson. And you're going to see some production out of Mark Anderson. Like I said, they are going to run a strong rotation, especially with this D-line. And you're going to see some action out of Mark Anderson. He's just absolutely excited coming into this game, I'll tell you.
What's going on with Henry Melton? Is he out for the first six games of the year?
Yeah, Melton's out. Looks like Charles Tillman on the secondary side of things will not play. Did get some good back to full contact, I should say, in Monday's practice. Obviously, they were off yesterday, back in action today. But Tillman, I don't look for him to even – I think he'll suit, but I don't think he'll see a snap. Strong safety, you'll have Alif Alda out there. And then free safety will be Kevin Payne, Josh Bullock behind him with Stealth, Nathan Basher on the right corner.
So we got Alfalfa. Where's Buckley?
What's that?
Where's Buckwheat? Got alfalfa plant.
Oh, you rascal. Hey, I'm a little nervous about 31, Nathan Vasher. I don't know. He just didn't look good in preseason to me.
You're not the only one. I think everybody in the organization's a little on the edge on that one. Obviously with Rod Hood gone, which was a joke, an absolute joke. If you watched any of him in the preseason game, you know, man, he got to the ball and made some plays, but man, when it came down to making a tackle, he was just bouncing off these guys like a ping pong ball. I got some inside stuff on that. It just didn't feel like he was a great addition to the squad, and just felt like what we had already far outshined him production-wise and talent-wise. So he was opted to be there.
Gotcha. We got about 30 seconds here, Andy. One quick score prediction. What do you got?
I got the Bears 21, Green Bay Packers 14. We notch them by a touchdown.
Beautiful. David?
I got 30-10 Bears.
I've got a 24-21 Bears. Okay. I think we're consensus Bears. That'll be Sunday night. NBC, looking forward to it. And, hey, thanks, everyone, for listening. Want to thank Earl Campbell and, of course, Tim Stoddard, former pitcher. And, of course, Dave and I want to thank you. Have a great day. This is the Barely Legal Show. We'll see you next week.